Good morning, 709, News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. You know me, I usually want to de-escalate things and make you not be too worried about stuff that I don't think is going to be a problem. So most of the time when it comes to these storms, I'm telling you, that's not coming here, that's not coming here, that's not coming here. This is the first time I can remember in a long time being genuinely concerned about a storm. So that one that is scheduled to be here late Tuesday night, it's here is where it's scheduled to be. And if you look at the cone, it just keeps homing in right on us. So be prepared. That's what I keep telling you, is be prepared. Don't let this catch you off guard. Joining us now, we have Jelena Davis. She is the Director of School Food Services for the Escambia County School District. Jelena, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. So we are in a whole new world as the kids go back to school starting on Monday. Hey, thanks for the storm first week of school. Anyway, as the kids head back to school, you have two kind of new and unique challenges to deal with. Let's talk about the one, traditional learners back in brick and mortar under social distancing with COVID-19. What's going to be different this year? What can kids expect as they head back to school?
Well, starting with breakfast in the mornings, there are some schools where students typically walk down the serving line and have options and they pick and choose what they want. Everyone this year will be grab and go. So everything will be prepackaged for the students at breakfast time. They will grab their items and in most cases be taking those items back to class for consumption.
So they're eating in the classroom is for a lot of students. But I know there are some schools where they're going to be doing cafeterias because they don't really have the ability to do it in the classroom. But even there, there's going to be limits and restrictions, right? Like on seating and stuff.
Correct. So they will have the social distancing in place at the cafeteria tables. They've also expanded the places where the students can eat. So in some cases outside, or some schools have opened up additional classrooms that the students can go in to eat, just to give them lots of locations so that they can spread out and social distance.
If kids want to bring food from home, I assume that's still perfectly okay like it always has been?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Very good. What other precautions are your food service workers taking under these circumstances? You know, the grab and go, that's great. Everything is individually packaged, so there's, you know, less time spent, less hands here, hands there, all that kind of. I get how, you know, that's going to cut down on these interactions. Tell us about some of the other precautions that those folks are taking.
Absolutely. So for starters, when the students come into the serving line, there's going to be hand sanitizer at the beginning of the line. There's also 6-foot distance markers placed on the floor. My staff, as with the rest of the school, will all have their mask on and their personal protective equipment as necessary. And as we transition, we didn't talk about lunch, my apologies. At lunch, everything will be individually packaged. So this will allow the students to come through the line and still have options so that we don't increase the amount of food waste at lunch. But it will be pick what you want. It's all individually packaged and wrapped, not the normal buffet style that we do. And then just as with breakfast, they will then go to another location to eat.
Well, very good. The other half, the one that is brand new this year, is you guys have to deal with remote learners. And as we know, unfortunately, we have a lot of 100% subsidized school food programs kids in Escambia County. And so you're having to figure out how to feed a bunch of people who aren't even going to be coming to the school, right?
Yes, so that would be the most exciting thing we have happening this school year is what we're calling our curbside feeding for the distance learners. And in this scenario, it will look similar to school closure feeding that we did at the end of the year last year. Students will come to the site. They will get a breakfast and lunch in one visit. And we've scheduled the pickups before school. And one of those reasons is if we had tried to do it during the school day, the administration would have had to schedule a longer lunch period for those distance learning students to allow time for them to come to the school and get back home. So we thought the best thing to do is distribute those meals before school even starts so that the students can have their breakfast and lunch with them during the day. What's important about this curbside pickup and how it's different from before is previously we didn't need any information on the child and it was anyone 18 and under. Well, we are now operating under the National School Lunch Program, which means when parents or students come, we will need a student name and student ID number for each meal that's being requested. And we will have to document that on the roster by name. So it's very important that when parents and or students come to pick up these meals in the morning that they have both the name and student ID number of those students.
And that's going to be, pardon me for not knowing, that's going to be at the libraries? Is it going to be at the school? How is that going to work?
It is going to be at the school.
Okay.
And so, as you can imagine, it has to be early enough that we don't interfere with the buses and the cars coming through for regular drop-off. Fortunately, we've been able to provide this at almost all of our schools. And so if the information will be on our website, and obviously we'll release to all the media outlets the school locations and the times for those pickups. Your elementary pickup times are early, and middle school locations have the latest pickup time. Based on the survey results that we did earlier this week, we picked the sites that had that were selected the most frequently, and also assuming that those times were most convenient. So our middle school windows are actually an hour long because that was a popular pickup time for those families.
Wow, what a very big challenge for you guys to figure out. I'm glad some smart people are working on this. Last quick question for you, Jelena. We're talking to Jelena Davis, the Director of School Food Services for Escambia County. Is there anything parents need to do to kind of get signed up, opt in, register, qualify, anything at this point that they need to do maybe they haven't already done?
Nothing additional for curbside. However, just like with any other school year, if your family usually qualifies for reduced or free meals, we want to make sure that you get online and complete that application. It's at myschoolapps.com. If you would like to put money on your student's account for the a la carte purchases or for regular meals, that is myschoolbucks.com. So again, My School Apps for the online application and My School Bucks to put money on their student account.
Very good. Again, Jelena Davis is the Escambia County School District Director of Food Services for Schools. Jelena, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for feeding our kids, especially for feeding them under these very challenging circumstances. I appreciate what you do for our community.
Of course. Thank you. Have a great day.